Okay, so if you listened to Monday's episode, you know how important I think an opening routine is for your music classroom. So if we're going to have something at the very start, we should probably bookend it with something at the very end. And so today on the Anacrusic Podcast, episode 127, we are talking all about how to create a closing routine. I'm Anne Molesky, and I've helped music teachers just like you get more intentional in their classrooms through my trainings, curriculum, and tips shared on this podcast. The truth is, teaching music is hard. You have a bunch of kids to teach and not a lot of free time to figure out how. Feeling overwhelmed and frustrated is totally normal. But here's the good news. It only takes a few simple steps to flip the script. And although it may be simple, it's definitely not easy unless you have the right toolkit. So let's start tuning and transforming your music teacher life right now. The actionable steps you need to find the purpose, follow a sequence, and choose joy are right here. This is the Anacrusic Podcast. So last podcast episode, we talked a lot about why an opening routine can really and truly change the entire climate of your music classroom and each and every music lesson that you have. And if you haven't listened to the last episode, I encourage you to go do that. But just as a quick recap, one of the reasons that an opening routine can be so powerful is because it can really set the tone, set the mood for whatever it is you're about to do in your music classroom, not only in terms of your classroom culture and easing the transition from whatever your kids came from before, but also to think about the types of active music making your students are going to be doing in that particular lesson and finding sections in your opening routine to really nurture that and what's going to happen inside of like the meat of your lesson. But also to just quite plainly draw attention to the learning target or the behavioral objective or the lesson outcome or whatever words you like to use for that for your lesson. So your students are primed. They've actually probably literally read what it is that they're going to be doing today in music. And they're also starting to get their wheels turning about what that could look like within the context of the music classroom because of the opening routine that you've built. I mentioned last episode the quote by Dale Carnegie, and the idea is tell the audience what you're going to tell them, and then tell them what you told them. And in teaching, even though we're facilitating, so we're not just like depositing the information to the kids or just like telling them the things, like they're actually experiencing it. But even still, tell the kids what you're going to teach them, and then tell them what you taught them. So inside of the opening routine, we are going to be really deliberate about making sure that students know all about that learning target, that behavioral objective. Like today in music, I will do this thing so that they can then identify whether or not they've done so successfully throughout the course of the lesson, but also at the end when we have our closing routine. So the closing routine is all about telling them what we've taught them or reassessing both as students and teachers what's happened in the lesson and then where we need to go next. And if you haven't had an opportunity not only to listen to last week's podcast about the opening routine, but also if you haven't taken a peek at some of the assessment podcasts we've done, particularly the one with Victoria Bowler, I really encourage you to go do that because there's a lot of good information about how assessment should live and breathe inside of our music classrooms. And that's going to be really pertinent to today's episode and the types of things we talk about with a closing routine. But the two big reasons, again, that we do an opening routine is so that we can set that classroom climate. And then also we want to start making music right away. So if you remember back to the opening routine examples I gave, everything had to do with singing because that's how my classroom is predominantly based. That's the mode of active music making I always start with, singing and or speech. So both of those examples included singing, but whether it's bucket drumming or movement or folk dancing or whatever it is that you are doing that day in your music classroom, I really encourage you to have that be the first thing that your students do, even somehow as they're entering the classroom, so that, you know, those precious few moments when they're coming in the door are already getting them kind of soaked up into whatever experience you have for them later in that class period. But enough about opening routines. Let's get into the closing routine. So if the two main goals of the opening routine is to start with music making and to set the mood with the learning objective and the classroom climate, well, the purposes of the closing routine is to end with music making and to send kids on their way with a feeling of accomplishment and self-assessment, and for the teacher to have an opportunity, you to have an opportunity to do some assessment as well. Now, I will say this. This is going to be a shorter podcast episode because this is not going to be as formulaic as the things that I laid out for you inside of the opening routine. You know, I'm pretty specific about what I do with my kids as soon as they come in the room because that's how we're starting everything off. We want to get off on the right foot. Not that we don't want to close out strong either. That's not my point. But a lot of how I adapt a closing routine or a closing sequence is going to look different depending on how old the kids are, what types, just like the opening routine, how old the kids are, what types of active music making we're doing, what the learning target is for the day. But more importantly, and maybe more specifically to the closing routine, what I do at the end of a class period is going to focus a whole heck of a lot on what happened in that class period. You know, if it's a day where, you know, my lesson just crashed and burned and the lesson objective just didn't happen and I was in the middle of like the core part of my lesson flow and like everything just crashed and burned and it was a huge dumpster fire and I had to abandon ship so we didn't all get dragged under, then that means that my closing routine is probably not going to be a self-assessment of that learning target that didn't happen. It might just mean that my kids get a more opportunities to experience whatever active music making thing that I had ready for them to do or a different beloved game that I know they can feel really successful doing. And I can draw out some elements there to send us off on a really positive active music making note. And we'll try again next time. And that's okay. Another thing that might happen is maybe they really rocked out that particular part of the lesson. Maybe it's the other extreme. And so we get to the end of the class and they've got it, they've understood it, and we're doing an activity like a rhythm erase or like a memorization thing or even a composition thing, and they're just showing me that they get it, and I'm taking lots of informal assessments and I'm like, yes, I've got this, we can move on next time, we're totally good. Maybe I don't need to do that exit ticket activity that I have planned. Maybe I can just have them stop the game for just a quick second, say, hey, look, this was our learning target for the day. What do you guys think? How do you think you did? You know, and ask them, you can't see me if you're just listening, but a thumbs up, a side thumb, or a thumbs down, or a 1, 2, 3, 4, whatever your system is, maybe that's just a good or more appropriate way to do things that day. And I think that it's okay. I think it's really important, as you know, to allow your lesson to flow with whatever it is that happens in your classroom. But again, the purposes of that closing routine is to end with music making, send your kids off making music, feeling really positive about what they've done to create in your classroom and be those independent musicians, but also to look back at that learning target. And maybe it was a lesson objective of simply creating beautiful music. I mean, you know, probably with a more specific focus of this melodic element or this rhythm or this form or this particular instrumentation or whatever it might be. But if that's your lesson objective, I think it's beautiful to just take a moment as they're lining up or again in between turns of the game to just focus on that. But there might be other times where you do need something a little bit more formalized. So let's talk about what that's going to look like. So again, if we've used the opening routine to tell them what we're going to teach them, we've used our lesson to teach them what we needed to teach them, and then the closing routine is all about telling them what we've taught them, we're going to end with something that makes them feel good. So with my upper elementary kiddos, with those like third through fifth grade kids, it's probably going to be a game. That's probably going to be something that's just like gets them super happy and is like, oh yes, music. Like, I love this. This is so super duper fun. And I'm not going to disrupt that by giving them like a written test, right? So if we talk about playing the game and then we stop and we say, hey, what was our learning target for today? And a student raises their hand just really quickly, you do a quick self-assessment, but you want to have an opportunity for you as a teacher to take down some data. Maybe it is an appropriate time and maybe you have some procedure set up where they can grab a piece of paper and a pencil and write down a 4-beat rhythm and then get with a neighbor and put them together to create a quick like AB form of some sort, whether it's AAAB, ABAB, ABBB, like whatever it might be. Or maybe they get in a group of four and come up with something on their own, whatever you want to do. Or maybe they just write it and clap it for you before they line up. Or maybe they don't write it down at all. Maybe they just have a rhythm bank up on the board and everybody gets an opportunity to either do it individually before they line up or do a couple of class train wrecks or a couple of echo imitations back and forth just to get that aural image, just for you to take that read of the room as the teacher to see where kids are so you know what to do next time.
Hello, my name is Mark Connor, and I am the host of the Everything Band Podcast, a weekly interview show where I am joined by leaders in the band community. Come join me each Monday to hear my guests share their stories and their wisdom with other listeners of the show.
Now, just like I did for my younger students with an opening routine, I tend to have a more specific routine that I like to do with my younger kids. I've found that if we end on a game, more often that doesn't have the vibe sending them back to their teachers that I'm really going for. It depends on the class, right? But my goal is always for them to just love everything that they're doing so much and to have such a good time, but also to like have some peace in the school hallways, if you know what I mean. So something that I like to do, even with my older kids, I shouldn't just say that it's just for the younger kiddos, because something that I do like to do is to end with a song tale. And so I have a lot of books that are illustrated storybooks, but they're also songs that I can read to my students, like the Isa Trapani books. John Fire Robbins collaborated with a lot of artists to put out some beautiful books of song tales. And it's just fun for those kids to just sing or to just listen and look at pictures and be kids and be sung a story, if you will. And I think that's a really nice way to bring the level down if kids have kind of lost it. Or going back to the example that I gave you a little bit earlier, if it's been a lesson where things just kind of felt like they crashed and burned and then like nobody could really handle the game and you have 5 minutes left and you're like, well, what am I supposed to do? Well, come over to the rocking chair and let's sing a story. And all you have to do is listen. And how often do students have a chance to just sit and listen to someone sing to them? Right? I'm guessing not very, very often. And that's a special thing that you can do for your kids. And it sends them off on their way feeling absolutely wonderful, right? Like so filled up. And that's a really calm time too, to think, okay, what was our learning target for the day? How do you guys think it went? And even if it wasn't a great lesson, be like, oh yeah, it didn't go so great here, but we did do this really cool thing here. And we're going to do so much better next time. We're going to be ready to rock and roll. And so there's ways for you to manipulate whatever happened inside of your lesson, or ways to manipulate your closing routine rather to accommodate for whatever hasn't happened as smoothly as you would have liked to in your class. But even if it's a beautiful lesson, ending with a song tale is a wonderful thing to do, and to have a quick conversation or a quick think, pair, share with a buddy about what your music class was all about. Just some sort of opportunity for reflection, whether it's a quick conversation in the middle of gameplay, whether it's sitting in front of the song tale rocking chair and the song tale has ended, so we're going to talk as a class. Whatever it might be, there just needs to be some opportunity need to think about what happened in terms of music making and in terms of what happened inside of your lesson, so that you can tell them what you taught them and they can go off knowing that they've owned that skill, that they are independent musicians, and that they are making meaningful musical experiences each and every day in your classroom. Yeah, so the big three things that I want you to know about a closing routine is it really just needs to be positive. It really needs to be positive no matter how your lesson has gone. It needs to be something that sends kids on their way feeling pretty affirmed about what they're doing and what's coming next. And to really think about ending with music making, however it exists for you that day, right? It doesn't have to be singing. It doesn't have to be a song tale. It could be just one more round of bucket drumming. It could be some active listening. Whatever it is that fits your classroom and your students, that's really the important piece. So we want to end with music making, and we want to make sure that we are focusing or assessing whatever it was that happened in our classroom that day, so that we've done that sandwich, right? The tell them, teach them, tell them what you taught them. And last but not least, you want students to feel good. So that's why I said have kind of that contingency, and I'm not trying to go to the negative, but have that contingency plan so that if it is a lesson that feels like it just totally flopped, and you should go listen to that podcast, first of all, about what to do when a music lesson flops. But I also think it's really important to think, okay, what can we do at the end of today's lesson that makes everybody feel good? And it could be a favorite game. It could be a favorite activity. It could be a favorite, beat motion listening exercise, or it could just be, you know, I just need a minute to breathe too. So everyone come and sit and let's sing a song and look at some beautiful, beautiful artistry in these pictures, right? All of that is great. So that's how I feel about closing routines. I feel like routine for both of these episodes has been a little bit of a misnomer, or a lot bit of a misnomer, because the routine is just, we want to make sure that we're accomplishing these goals, right? And it's all about the lesson objective, setting the climate, and making music. We always want to make sure that we're starting and ending with music making, but we also want to make sure that our whole lesson just feels like this beautiful, immersive music making experience. And one of the great ways to do that is something that I'm going to talk about in our very next podcast episode. And something I do want to mention to you is that if you are not a member of the Anacoustic Insiders Facebook group, or you're not signed up for the Anacoustic Insiders newsletter, those are two things you want to make sure you're doing, because the end of May is going to have some fun stuff for you coming your way, talking all about these opening and closing routines, talking about all of the stuff that's coming, about how to keep your lesson flowing, about all the forthcoming podcast episodes that I don't want to give away any secrets, but you're going to want to make sure that you're part of the Facebook group. You're going to want to make sure that you're part of the newsletter, because there's a lot of cool stuff coming your way this month. That's it for this week, guys. I hope this episode was helpful, and I will see you soon. The Anacoustic Podcast is a proud member of the Music Teacher Development Podcast Network. The Muted Network provides support in the form of audio on-demand programming designed by and for music educators. You can find more information about our network at mutedpodcast.com. Thanks for spending this little pocket of your day with me. I know music teachers are super strapped for time, so be sure to check out all the resources on anacoustic.com for today's episode. Don't forget to click subscribe wherever you're listening to today's podcast so you don't miss an episode of TAP. That way, you'll be notified each and every week when a new episode's live. And if you want even more tips and tricks delivered to your inbox, like a little love note from me to you, make sure you sign up for the Anacoustic newsletter and you'll be the first to know all the things. Also, if you are feeling today's episode, take a screenshot and tag me on Instagram and Facebook. And I'd love you forever if you take a hot minute and leave a review. See you next time.